Last week, LA musician Julia Holter released her album, Avery, and she also announced her first New Zealand show. And this week, I had a chat to Julia, and I first started off asking about her album. You've described Avery as like the cacophony of the mind in a melting world.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what you mean by a melting world?
On a really basic level, it's like the climate change kind of thing, like just that everything's changing so quickly. Like everyone notices it where they live. I noticed it in LA. And just in general feels like that. I think it's like a sensation that a lot of people feel right now, of it, like everything is sort of like descending into chaos. I think that that's true always, like in general, things can feel apocalyptic for humans, like in all eras. But I think in this era, it's like feels particularly crazy. I don't know. I just was thinking about that a lot, I guess.
That's interesting that you say that, because when I listen to the album, it feels like a movie, like a post-apocalyptic movie where like you're the last one on earth, and it feels very like isolating and like, yeah, I feels like quite theatrical.
Yeah.
Do you have any like images that you associate with this album?
Yeah, well, I guess like one thing that inspired the record a little bit, really loosely, and it's like I keep talking about it, it's kind of embarrassing, but it's like Blade Runner, the movie, like really famous movie. So, like, there were a lot of things about that movie that for some reason appealed to me for whatever reason. I think, like, that's, like, kind of a starting point for like, the imagery that I had in mind. Because in some ways, like, I thought of the record as sort of, like, Blade Runner-y for some reason, this sort of, like, future, but kind of, like, retro future. So kind of, like, backward and forward looking. And then I also thought of medieval stuff that was kind of inspiring the record as well. So I was imagining kind of birds in this record. So maybe the epitome of like the visual for this record would be like one of those things that flies around in Blade Runner or something. The whole thing with cacophony and the birds and all this, like I really see in my mind like imagery of like lots of birds like flying around, kind of like symbols of memory. Then that's where they had this quote from Attila Adnan, but always is easy, like it sort of makes it easy to kind of convey this thing I'm expressing. Her quote is, "I found myself in an aviary full of shrieking birds."
what you're saying about the birds, you can hear it in the album. You've got things right. that kind of like reference like the sounds of birds. I think that is really interesting that what you've got there and what you're saying about the imagery. And I think that really portrays through with cool. what you've got there. Before, you were talking about like you brought some medieval influences in there, and I read that you kind of used some medieval like music techniques and models. Can you explain a bit more of like what those techniques are?
In medieval music, there's I don't know. There's it's sort of known that there's like this thing called hawkening, and people talk about it, but it's actually in a lot of music, not just medieval music. And so I was trying to do that on the record. And so in medieval music, there's hawketing, and in hawketing, you tend to have all these different voices, and they're singing, like they're playing like the same melody, but interrupting each other. So it creates this kind of like cool hiccup or kind of interrupting effect, almost kind of rhythmic. And so that was something I kind of latched onto for songs like for Kaijus, which is the third track on the record. I was kind of trying to do that, and I think that's like the closest I get, like that beginning of Kaijus is like the closest I get to this kind of medieval sound, or what I feel is medieval. And I might be wrong, but I think it kind of is like modal, so it's not like jumping around to different keys as much as you have in like, say, like classical music, or just like Western, a lot of different kinds of Western music. But it's instead, it's like modal, so it's like staying in one key mostly, and it's sort of like different instruments interrupting each other, like kind of finishing each other's line. So it's like if I went like da da da, and then another instrument went, or another voice even like went na 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 na, and then I did something else. I don't know. Anyway, like they finished my line, you know. So that's sort of like the hawkening thing.
Wait.
Oh, how so happy. There's also, like, Every Day is an Emergency, which is the track with all of the, like, kind of high reedy instruments interrupting each other. And that's, like, they're just playing one note, basically, and they're interrupting each other, kind of starting from their top range and down to their lowest range. And that's not in of itself medieval, but I guess the hawkening thing is there, too, because they're kind of they're interrupting each other in the same range. So, and those are some examples. So that's, like, I guess that's the main kind of medieval thing musically.
I feel like I've learned a lot about, like, music history. It's interesting because it's, like, so simple, but the effect is really strong. Also with this album, it feels like this one you're experimenting a bit more. It's a lot more experimental from your, like, past records. Is there anything that influenced you to, like, move towards, like, more of a different sound?
Maybe there's a couple of things that happened. Well, first of all, like, this record feels very me in a way. Like, it feels like I just let myself really work hard on, like, something things I've been thinking about for, like, 10 years. So for me, it's sort of, like, it's not just, like, a new thing completely. Like, it's stuff I've been thinking about for a long time, although the songs are mostly new. The songs are about 2 years old, most of them. At the most, most of them are newer than 2 years old. And there are two of them that are, there's one that's like 10 years old and there's one that's like maybe 6 years old, but otherwise everything is really new. And I think I just was really excited after Have You My Wilderness, was my last record. And it was kind of working in a more of a tradition that I was kind of purposefully trying to move away from the things I do on this record, because what I do on this record is kind of like stuff I've been doing a long time, like especially, like, I think you can see it on my record Ecstasies from 2012, which I think is similar to this record in certain ways. But it's like collecting texts and stuff. Like, for me, like, music comes really kind of quickly, not like the full thing, but just like the first kind of like core parts of the song kind of come kind of quickly. It's like intuitive to me, like an intuitive process, like making sounds and finding sounds I like and stuff. Sometimes on a bad day, it's like, it's not always easy, but it's just that these things kind of come quickly, more compared to text. For me, writing text is harder. And so, but it's also like, to me, what's more fun is like working with text that already exists and like collecting different texts that are like saying something that resonates with what I'm trying to say, and then like pulling them together to kind of express what I would think is might even more interesting than like whatever I would have come up as just a narrative. So like Have You My Wilderness felt like a lot of the lyrics I was really focused on pushing myself to try something new and do something more narrative, or I guess where I was like telling a story, like a more traditional kind of a song, you tell a story. And I think I was kind of trying to do that on Loud City Song as well, a little less focused, but I was trying to do that. And with this record, I was like, I'm not going to make myself do that. I mean, I enjoyed doing that, but I want to just try something else and do this thing that I like to do, which is like collect texts and be kind of free and like focus on the sound and let the sound kind of dictate. So a lot of times, like when I was like improvising, which is what I did to start the record, without any preconceived notion of what I was going to make, and then that eventually led to the songs, but it wasn't based in any concepts or like anything. I just was seeing what happened, what came out of me, basically.
I was curious about like the track listing, because there's I Shall Love 2 and I Shall Love 1, but they go in a different order. Is there a reason for that?
There's a couple things, I guess. First of all, I wanted to include both of them because I Shall Love 1 was the original version of the song. That's why I call it 1. And then I came up with I Shall Love 2. And there's even one in between that isn't on. There was like an idea that I didn't really like as much. But so in I Shall Love 2, comes before I Shall Love 1 simply because it seems like a good place for it on the record, honestly. I wanted to keep their names as they are, and I actually kind of thought it was funny that they were in the different order. I
I'll quickly ask you about your New Zealand show. What can people expect from a Julia Holter live show?
Oh my God, it's going to be so cool. There's so many of us performing. There's bagpipes and like almost everyone on the record is performing with me. So it's going to be like really big and like crazy and so cool.